a few years back, I went to three, and they are adorable. They're from three to kindergarten. So, kindergarten is a day at a time. They really, really teach stuff. And they really learn stuff. It's so funny, but I only teach them three dances. They do a shusha, they do a kalamakuno, and they do the alakondo. And it's really, really easy dances. And then the middle group is first grade through fifth grade. And that's a three-star group, and they do probably 6 or 7. Okay. So doubles, really doubles. And then kind of doubles again in this grade, and it's the next two groups.
So how many do you have in the children right now?
There'll be 66 kids doing something.
Oh, my God.
But there could be more. It's just that you don't have a... I mean, I went through my list yesterday, and there's going to be 66.
And so, how big is the Greek community?
You know, this not the worst of it, actually. I think maybe 120 families. We can't wait.
Okay.
I grew up in a parish that was much bigger and, you know, really wealthy. No objection. I have to raise all the funds for the Greek dancers, costumes, and all those things. You know, every parish around here does different things. I mean, it just kind of starts the way it runs and it seems to work for us.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like other ethnic communities are experiencing a lot of loss and not migration. But, you know, seeing the video, a lot of kids still dancing. So is there, do you think there's a reason that hasn't really happened in the Greek community?
Well, I just think it's a belief, because I think that they would have always been, and they were 35 years old, so they were but you got to have a desire. And I love kids, and I love my culture, and I love dance. So the three things, I guess the Lord just wanted me to do this, but it's just a total pleasure for me. I mean, I love it. It's very nerve-wracking. There's a lot of work to do, but I just love it. And I have the summer job for the future. So July, you know, I know I'm very much to this, and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah,
and in other communities where, like my mother-in-law, she passed, they try to get 7 girls to do the job at her job, because nobody really wanted the responsibility of themselves, and ended up being really bad decisions. Because you have a lot of rules, you know, so you can keep order to the whole system, and then when there's 7 people, nobody wants to bend any rules, because they feel like, I don't know why, but... So, you know, that's why you gotta have one person, because the rules are there for me, like guidelines, but I can bend them. So if I have this child that wants to dance with the older kids, but he's only in fifth grade and he's supposed to be in sixth, and his older brothers and sisters are in the older group, and he doesn't want to be in the middle group, but I'm like, yeah. You know, anything to keep the kid. You know, the rules can be bent. It's church. I mean, it's not, you know.
So have other, you know, have some of the kids that you've worked with, have they gone on? Dance or
one of the girls that's dancing that she graduates this year, she is getting a minor in dance. But most of them just do it for fun. They're happy to know their culture, you know. Because they can go to any Greek dance, any Greek picnic, any Greek festival, and just learn and be a part of the whole scene. Because most of our children don't speak Greek anymore. Even my Greek is pretty bad. But at least if they can dance, they can just get into the whole culture.
Could you tell me a little bit about your family and where they're from and kind of some of the cultural?
Okay, well, my dad is from Greece, came here to go to college, and my mother is an immigrant from there. And they were married for over 50 years.
So it worked.
Mm-hmm. And I have 5 brothers. And, close family. The community is very into their faith, too. So, a couple of my brothers, well, not more than a couple, a lot of my brothers became priests.
Really?
And people would always ask my parents, what was your secret? How did you do that? None of your kids went astray. Nobody, you know, but they always put church first. And you don't put them to do that anymore. I try to talk to mothers about that. You know, you got to put it first, because if you put it third, you're not going to make it there. You know, that's just got to be number one. Mm-hmm. And, that's what I find when I'm working with these kids. They have such great character because the parents are kind of first, you know, in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, and it's just a beautiful thing, because we're, you know, as a family, as a Christian, you know, they're very welcoming. Every year we get a
kid. Really?
Every year. We find that sometimes the little kids are not old enough, but the others are kids that, whose guys are coming to church, and they haven't been coming, and they went to the festival, and they're like, I want to do that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a way for the dance to become a way to foster the community.
Yeah,
and
it's
that one.
Yeah.
Probably both.
Well, actually, I really believe in that, because when I started the dance group, I just thought, you know, the first group was so small. And then the second group started out small as well. And I even had a little Lebanese boy teacher who came to the festival, and he was in school, and my daughter was a student teacher. And I was like, well, I'm not going to get any boys here. No boys want to dance. So I said, oh, my, he's going to be mine. And he stayed in the group, so he graduated.
Wow.
Yeah. And his best friend, another Lebanese guy, joined the group with his sister. And that was only rule I'd been as far as that. But they just had to give a donation, so they were part of the thing. But, I know you asked me something. I think I asked that.
I just
feel like it is a door to open for, you know, the faith and the culture, because, you know, there's a lot of different doors into the church, and I just feel like, for some, if you even sort of walk through first. And then, you know, the older kids especially, we always meet them first before we go on to family and so forth. And I think for some of these kids, it's the first time they've been in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the kids actually can do this work out.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
I asked you a little bit about how you were.
Oh, yeah. So I learned as a little girl just from going around, you know, different family functions and dances. And then, of course, I've been a dance group. I don't know how old I was when I started dancing. I think I was older. And I had to go to beach school. Most kids go to beach school in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All my kids are dancing. I mean, everybody goes to beach school. But, you know, the Greek I know is probably from Greek school.
Okay.
And, okay. And then you were asking me, like, you know, okay, so my mother is half Greek, half German.
Okay.
Her father was from Greece. He came to America and New York, and he met his wife from Germany. He offered him in her husband's life, and they got married and had four kids. So my mother grew up in Brooklyn, and, you know, was very deep in that kind of time. And then, you know, all the brothers have Greek. And I think that's why my husband and I might be such a strong force in the community, because we both are Greek. So both are much more committed to our faith and culture, mm-hmm. and to the situation of both of us. You know, we're on the same page. So that really helps. Most of my dancers are 50% Greek or less.
Mm-hmm.
But they all, once you get connected to that Greek culture that they have, they are so happy to know it. Kind of part of themselves, and it is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think because in the American culture, it's a common thing. Like, I have my grandmother, and I'm so strong, you know, friends and spells and her, just because
yeah.
I don't really have any other heritage that is present in my life or was
yeah.
in my life. So even though, like, I'm an eighth person,
yeah.
this, like, I'm holding on to that.
Yeah.
It's just some kind
it
of connection.
It is your identity, you know, it's so much of your identity. And a lot of parents, when their little boy starts, they're like, well, I hope he likes it, he doesn't like it, and I'm like, I love it. And they always love it. And they're cute, because the one kid, I'll never forget this, he goes, Mom, now I do four sports. I do soccer, baseball, group dancing, and karate. It is so cute.
Yeah, I mean, that's unusual too, but there is also a lot of athleticism in the group.
Yeah, and I tell the boys that I need to do it, you know, but they're going to do it. So some of them are told that. They're all in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year, some kids don't join the group until they're oldest group. Well, then, they have a lot of dances to learn all at once, you know. It's always telling, you know, whatever you learn by the time the festival begins, that's going to be the answer question. And I never, you know, they get to make the choice of whether they do dancing, but I always enjoy it so much.
You're not ready.
Right, it doesn't matter to me, because I'm just glad that I participated, and not looking for the perfect girl.
Yeah.
And if you were some professional dancer and you came, you might see a lot of different things. You know, oh, the toes aren't always pointed right. They don't have their hands forward up, you know, bent, elbows, or anything. I'm not concerned about that at all. I just wanted to have a good time. And everybody was asking, how do you get them to be so zealous and, like, you know, have so much, they're just in honey,
okay,
and then you sprinkle nuts if you want, and they're really light and airy. I do that, so this year I'm going to do it till 1:30 for the show. And we do have an afternoon show that kids have to do, that older kids do it, so I'll just have to do it, and then I'll do it. And, yeah, so it's just
crazy. They do a signature,
okay? No, they do an afternoon dance. Yeah, just the older kids. And then last year they said, we want to teach the, we want to have a little lesson to all the, like a 15-minute lesson and the kids lead it. I don't say a thing. I love to teach the kids and I obviously can talk, but I don't like to be at the mic, so the band is on my announcements and there's a couple of great kids you want to teach them.
So in the video when other people are going
to do that. Oh, that's a certain dance to do. You get people to come in.
Okay.
But that might have been. That might have been one of those shows that they did because they did get re-up.
And what did that do?
They just teach them the basic how to make, you know, the traditional wedding dance. If you were to ever marry a Jew, it's something you have to do it every day. And like, everybody gets up to do it after a certain point. But it's just a 10-step dance.
Okay.
And pretty basic.
Circle dance?
Yeah, they're all circles, but they don't close the circle. There's a leader. And a lot of non-Jews don't know that. And when they get a join, they go to the front. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
this morning. I was like, oh, I can tell you, here's my mother, and this is one of our group, the oldest group. They did wear the Edwin costume. We had a couple things.
Yeah.
We had the girl who wore the beach skirt of the boy shoe, okay. So all the way to the floor.
Yeah.
Very full. And we have a fall festival, but this is summer, so it would be too hot. So it would be nice to have the boys in that.
So,
yeah, and this is a
TJ Town fall.
Bunch of my brothers. And I'm not a dance with just us. Think about it.
Yeah.
So this is another costume our boys wore. They were all black, like in the sailor hat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I love them in that cute bracelet.
Those are the costumes. They're really
beautiful. They're all the dancers.
Yeah.
And I used to go to dancing circles. Okay, then we used to go to fairs and stuff. We had with my mom and some of my brothers. They would pay us for performing. I have done a little bit of that here, but I try to keep it down because I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
Here's a big shot. Now we have one in our diocese, and I took my dancers to the first one last year. And had a great time. In Pittsburgh.
Okay.
It was close, so I thought, okay, it's affordable. We can just drive for the day. We don't have to stay in hotels and all that. Because we are supporting ourselves fine, but we don't have a lot of money. So that was a Pittsburgh story.
Yeah,
that's great.
I even had a parade.
My dance club paid for it was the shoes. And the boys got it in camp. But the costumes are the churches. They pay $25 your initial year. And that's it. And then they go into the same thing. If they're a non-member of your church, they do get a donation to the church. So they have to become kind of social members to be a part of it. So that was the rule. But I extended that beyond the doors of just the kids in the church when I first started that type of group because I saw that. My husband and I are very active in the community, and I knew so many people were coming and said, hey, I can do anything. We used to go to the gym, but you never seen around or anything. I'm like, oh my gosh, did you try to love the one I did for you? We would love for them to get out of there. I used to do it. I used to do that with people. So I just started grabbing all the kids, and I was just saying, you know, as long as you have any Greek blood in you or you're a member of the community, because you have a lot of members, then you can be a member. And that was the rule. And the group just kept growing and growing. So I went from six. I mean, one year, there was a couple years ago, in 2012, 13, 14, I had 72. That's the most that we had. Yeah. Yeah, and still I feel like my group is too small because I feel like there's so many kids that we don't use.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
it's about that attitude of the first step. have so many responsibilities as a legal model, as a dance student, and I was thinking, so I didn't want to be in charge of the fundraising event also. So I did my fundraising event in the fall, like before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big hit. We had a revelation, of course. We had a company that made chocolate and separated apples and candy apples. Yeah, so we did that. We raised all our own money, and like I said, we charged $25 for the first time in the program, and we were able to pay whatever it was. Because even that first dance convention I went to, the first it cost quite a bit of money. And there's one other way to make money. It's very exciting. One tradition of the Greeks is that when you're Greek dancing, people, to compliment you, they throw money. So during all our performances, people are throwing dollar bills. Sometimes, you know, people throw fives or whatever, but that is a big fundraiser.
I
got money out of school. It's fun. The kids love it. It is just so special because people can figure it out the way they're going to throw money. And it just is very exciting for the crowd. That's exciting. And when those boys do their like one-on-one, you know, they throw, the fathers come out and throw money on top of their kids. Yeah.
And so
yeah.
The
yes. Okay. It's from 11 in the morning till 9 at night.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, really nice to be here.
Cool.
And I'll be a messy mess. During the day, so I'll be cooking. But then I go home and I do shower before the
answers.
We learned how to do it. This will be our first year, so it's going to be rusty, but we thought we got to do it.
Yeah. Are you going
to go? No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be super like low key. So Joanne, it's so funny. Ask her if her name is Joanna Augusta or Joanne Augusta. I've asked her before and I've already forgotten.
Okay.
Because we always say her name together. Joanne Augusta.
Joanne
like everyone in the community does